وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class from the lesson from the kitab بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر. كتاب النكاح, the book of marriage. Book of marriage. Hadith 824. عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا معشر الشباب, من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج, فإنه أغض للبصر وأحصن للفرج, ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم, فإن له وجاء. متفق عليه. Narrated Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, O young man, those of you who can support a wife should marry. For it means the marriage controls the gaze and preserves one from immorality, and whoever cannot, means marry, should fast, for it is a means of reducing the sexual desire. Agree upon. O young man, those of you who can support a wife should marry. It means that if one has enough power, physical and financial, for nikah marriage, he should do it. Some of the scholars consider it obligatory and some others regard it only desirable. Here in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O youth, O man, O young man, whoever, ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O young man. The ulama, they say, هذا للغالب. This is the most of the case. Those in need of marriage are young men. Otherwise, hadith is general. Anyone who is in need of marriage, he's in a state of need to get married, he should get married. طيب. من استطاع منكم الباء. Whoever is able, الباء. What is the باء? The people of knowledge, they differ. Some say الباء here, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he meant what mentioned here, who is able to support a wife physically and financially. Physically and financially. The one who is able, both physically and financially, he should get married. Some ulama, like Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, they say no, it doesn't mean financially. It just means physically. Whoever can get married physically, he should get married. As for being able financial, that's another issue. It's not connected to getting married. Because Allah mentioned in Quran, إِنْ يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If they are poor, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَّامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah addressed the believers to help those who are in a state to get married, but they are not able to help them. If they are poor, Allah will suffice them. So Allah mentioned they are poor, that Allah will suffice them. So how are they able financially? The believers are being commanded to help them get married. And if they are poor, Allah will suffice them. Other authentic hadith, the man who came to, he was not able to give any dowry, let alone something else. to the sister, to the lady. Nothing he has. You don't have the hadith will come. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, you memorize Quran? He said, so and so. He said, I marry you to her upon the Quran you have it, teacher. So he was poor. Where is the financial condition? So some ulama, they say the condition is not to be able financially, rather to be able physically. And financially, it will come. And some ulama, they say, as mentioned here, no, it means both financially and ماذا physically. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the benefits of getting married. From that, أغضُّ للبصر. It controls the gaze. It helps to lower the gaze. Because the need to let your gaze go after women is not there or is very weak. That if you get married, if you have a food to eat, the need you have for that food, when you eat it, whether you eat all you need or at least some, is not the same when you have no food at all, the need you have. Likewise, when you are married, it's not like when you are not married. So the marriage lowers the gaze. And in Islam, it's command the Muslim believing woman to make herself available for her husband when she is able. And if a woman, her husband call her to his need, she say no without haq, then the angels continue cursing her whole night. That even if you call her while she is busy with something, cooking food and not ready, if you call her, that she answers. If not, she is sinful. So, the origin is that the married man has a way to fulfill his desire, except in those few situations, the woman, she may be sick or in a state of menses. So this is one of the benefits. And also, وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ, and preserves one from immorality, from committing zina, from doing other haram stuff because he's married. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ. As for getting married, what is the ruling of it? Is it a mandatory because here there's a command? Or it is sunnah, it's recommended, but not a mandatory, a person who doesn't get married, even though he's able, he's in need, it's sunnah for him to get married? Or it depends, one situation. As Ibn Hajar and others say, it depends. Sometimes it's wajib, sometimes it's sunnah, sometimes it's permissible, sometimes it's disliked, depending on the situation. So, sometimes it's haram. There are people, the person cannot marry them. Al-Muhim, so in Islam, is encouraged to get married. The opposite is the religion of many of the disbelievers. Especially our time, they disencourage the marriage. They have many ways, many means to disencourage the marriage. It's not just something happen. They do that intentionally because they take it from the devil, from shaitan. We know some of the human who teaches them, who guide, who leads them, who show them the path, and they obey. Some of the human, who is he? ماذا? The shaitan. Some human, they have shaitan, their imam. ألم تر أن أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزاء. There are people who obey the shaitan. Shaitan tell them, do this, they do it. Don't do this, they leave it. هم أتباع الشيطان. They follow the shaitan. لأملأن جهنم منك ومن من تبعك منهم أجمعين. There are people who follow the shaitan. They obey the shaitan. They take from shaitan. They out there. الذين الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم طاغوت يخرجون من النور إلى الظلمات. So those who call not to get married, don't get married. This encourage the man. Even though the man is in need of marriage, the woman, she is in need of marriage. And they are able. They in need. No, don't get married. Sometimes out of fear of poverty. Sometimes out of fear of responsibility. Sometimes, you know, the age to get married, let it start about 35, 30, 28, 20, something. There are many ways to disencourage. You have first to gather that amount of money. You have to, even women, collect that amount of money. You have to finish this degree, finish the master's, finish PhD. You have to be a lawyer. You have to get this. Whole ocean of ambitions. In Islam, it is the man who is responsible to provide his wife. She is given dowry. The wedding is on him, provision is on him, nothing is on her. So to resist from marriage for the suitable person, after she reached the age of marriage, and she is in need of. And some parents telling them, no, don't get married. Go finish the college. What kind of college? Free mixing college. And wallahi, many women, they fell into zina. Many, it's not one or two or three. And their parents even don't know it. Finish the college. Because they don't care about their morality, their modest, they don't care about their deen. What they care about is dunya. Get a degree. The man may divorce you. He may die. He. Allah provide the Allah promised the provision. Just take the means. Put your trust on Allah Azza wa Jal. So they resisted. This is state here. She is not allowed a woman to marry before 18 years old. She is 17, she's not allowed. And someone she liked him so much because mother and father good said about him, inshallah, religiously, mannerly, financially, everything. When you hear good about someone, you like. When you hear bad about someone, you dislike. So her father told her, mashallah, there's a good man. I see him in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Financially stable, good manner, known family, Allahu Akbar. She liked him. Okay, see him. Look at him. He's there. Oh, mashallah, he's very handsome. Akhi, what do you think? Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, this is a great chance for me. Okay. the father and the mother, the relative, the community, all Muslims go to the court to make the nikah is impermissible, illegal. Illegal, you cannot get close to her until she reached the age of 18. There she doesn't need guardian. Okay. Before that, she can commit zina. She can have boyfriend. That is her choice. 13 years old. Masha, you have boyfriend. Congratulations. That she is being taught, being called, given tools. Celebration for the baby she had while she is 16 or 17. Because it comes through boyfriend. Marriage, don't do. Where this is coming from? Woman can commit zina, but she cannot get married. Where does that come from? That's from who? From Shaitan. From the devil. So, but in Islam, it's encouraged to get married. If the youth doesn't get married and he's able and he has a desire, and there's shaitan there, there is evil desire there, there is temptations there, there are bad people there, only Allah can protect him. Otherwise, he was not given the means. ألقاه في اليم مكتوف الأيدي ثم قال إياك إياك أن تبتل بالماء. They say he threw him to the river after he handcuffed him. You handcuff somebody, you tie his hand, you throw him to the river. You say, make sure don't get wet. Be careful. Can that be happen? No. Same thing. Young man and woman, beautification, send him to the free will and be careful, don't do haram. It's impossible. Except those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. وَقَلِيلٌ مَعْهُمْ and they few. وَقَلِيلٌ مَعْهُمْ they are few. So some people, some parents, because of ignorance of their deen, of their responsibility, they discourage their daughters to get married. They don't allow them actually. Until you finish there, you get college. Finish the school. She can go finish. If the school is necessary, she has to. She can finish while she is married. It can be a condition of the marriage. Make sure my daughter finish the school. What's wrong with that? Nothing. While on the other hand, when that knowledge is so important, a woman to delay her marriage, the knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah is not a big thing. Not a big thing. Many things has been changed. A woman to go outside to work for a boss, Muslim, to say, yes, boss, this is mashallah, good life, civilization, but to work at her house, serve her own kids, her husband. This is slavery, bad life. You're boring life. You're in bad situation. You are in the house, in the one room. Leave the room. You cannot breathe. How she can't breathe? How she breathes when she goes to the room of the office? كل هذا من عمل الشيطان. Obeying her husband is a religion. It's an act of worship. She pleases Allah by doing that. And Allah legislates for the interest of his servants, his slaves. Allah is sufficient, need nobody. Allah is adl, is just. Allah is merciful. Allah is the all-wise. As Allah has the creation, he's the one who created us. He has the command. No one can interfere. Allah is command. Allah said this, should be Allah. Who created this woman? Who created this man? Allah. He has the right to order how to manage, how to act, what to do, what not to do, what not to do. Anyone who go over that, he's interfering Allah's rights. And one day he will know who was he. يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده. The day Allah will call you and you will answer with praise in Him. Not only obeying Him and answering, but praising Him. So, marriage is encouraged in Islam. Even the way to get married is restricted in Islam. You don't go there and get along with women and communicate with them. And marriage is not allowed. First, you have to ask the permission of her guardian, her father, to allow you. And then after that, move on. No khalwa. What's khalwa in English? Exclusive? Exclusive? What is khalwa? Yes? Secret? No. That's what I'm looking for. Secluded. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Sometimes I don't know the word. When I hear it, I know it. Yes. Getting along with her, without third part. Alhamdulillah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Don't think if you take the right way, you will never get married, you will never get it. This is from the teaching of Shaitan. If you don't steal, you cannot survive. If you don't disobey Allah, you cannot be good. You cannot make it. You cannot have good life. هذا من تعليم الشيطان. This is from the teaching of the devil. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever obeys Allah, fears Allah, fulfill the duty of Allah, Allah will have him way out. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Provide him from what he doesn't expect. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Whoever rely on Allah, put trust on Allah, Allah is sufficient. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ. Allah is reaching His goal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His command has time. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. So if somebody obeys Allah, do the right thing. People are looking for marriage through haram way. No, I'm not. I'm taking the right way. He will have the right thing. The time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for him. In Lawh al-Mahfud, before he created subhanahu wa ta'ala the heaven and the earth, 50,000 years. لَن تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. No soul will taste death until it complete its provision what was decreed for. Fear Allah and seek your provision in a good way. Whatever money Allah decree for you in this dunya, $1 million, you will get it. You will not get more, you will not get less. But don't look for it in a wrong way. Don't seek it in a haram way. Next hadith, وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حمد الله وأثنى عليه وقال لكني أنا أصلي وأنام وأصوم وأفطر وأتزوج النساء فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. متفق عليه. حديث أيضا 25 ناري أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم praised Allah, extolled him and said, yet I pray and sleep, I fast and break my fast, and I marry a woman who is displeased with my way practices is not my follower, is not my follower. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hamid Allah, praise Allah. One time, he praised Allah Azza wa Jal. There was a time Prophet ﷺ praised Allah and wa'athna ali, and he repeated the praising for Allah Azza wa Jal. When you say, when you praise Allah and then you repeat the praise, whether it's the same word or different word, this is athana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hamidani Abdi. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. أثنى علي عبدي. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah and he repeated the praise. And he said, as for me, I pray and sleep. I fast and break my fast. And I marry woman. He who is displeased with my way is not my follower. This hadith has sababu wurud or sababu nuzul. Sababu wurud. The verse has sababu al nuzul. And the hadith has sababu al wurud. The verse of the Quran has a reason to be sent down. And the hadith has sabab, has reason, mada, to be mentioned. So this hadith, sabab al-wurud, is some of the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to worship Allah more, to distract themselves from dunya. One of them said, he will never get married. Just to focus on ibadah, concentrate on worshiping Allah. Women, their affairs distract someone from that ibadah, devotion to Allah Azza. Therefore, he said he will never get married. Another one, he said he will never sleep nighttime. All night tahajjud, prayer, the rest of his life. Another one said he will never break fast in any day, mandatory on him, in order to make devotion to ibadah. When that was informed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered Sahaba and he gave a talk. What's the matter with those who say so and so? As for me, I get married, I sleep and pray, I fast and break the fast. Whoever dislikes my way is not one of me. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade someone to leave marriage. Say, I'm not gonna marry, even if he is doing that for sake of Allah. It's not allowed. Let alone if he is doing that for the whisper of shaitan. Even if he's doing that for the sake of Allah, to avoid worldly things, to busy himself with ibadah, he's not allowed to say he will never get married. The Sahabi narrator, he said, كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّوهَا. Those companions, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi, who said this, who want to worship Allah more, good heart, sincerity, truthfulness, who said that, is like when the wives of the Prophet ﷺ informed them, because they asked the wife of the Messenger, how is the ibadah of the Messenger? And they came to know he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nighttime. Sometimes he prays, sometimes he sleep. Daytime, some days he fast, the optional fasting. Some day he break the fasting. And he's married, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُوهَا. It's like they saw it, it's not that much. The ibadah the Messenger is doing is not that much. It's not. It should be more than that. They saw it qalil. It's little. Okay. Then how you do it? How it can be? How the Messenger ibadah is qalil? How is it little? What happened there? Why is the Messenger ibadah is little? They said he was forgiven. He was forgiven. He has excuse. His ibadah is not that much. His little ibadah, since he is not fasting every day, he is sleeping some of the nights, he is getting married. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ibadah is not that much, but he has excuse. He was forgiven. Who forgave us? Let us take it. Subhanallah. Look how he alayhi salatu wasalam said, la faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. This is my way, whoever dislike my way. Because this is the middle course. A human being not sleep at night ever, and daytime he has to take care of his worldly things, he has to work, it will affect his life. Especially all night, no sleeping. Night is a time of sleep. few hours from night may be more than more helpful than a lot of hours from the day. Someone who doesn't get married at all, no kids ever, no wife ever, somebody never break a day, every day fasting. Even if there may be few people who are strong to do that, that's not the case of everyone. The Sharia for everybody. Allah mentioned in Quran there are some of the Nasara who did the same, not to get married, but they didn't fulfill it. ورهبانية ابتدعوها ما كتبناها عليهم إلا ابتغاء رضوان الله فما رعوها حق رعايتها. It is them who invented, they introduced to their religion not to get married. Until now, some church they do. Some pastors they do. No marriage, illegal. We are special. Women, no, it's not good. Those people I mentioned, they even didn't fulfill what they promised. And today, what do you hear? A lot of corruption happening in those churches. Even the disbelievers expose that. It's in the courts now, somewhere in Europe. A lot of things. Child abuse, not even grown people. A lot of corruption happened. Yes. So, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free himself from doing anything, practicing anything, not his practice, his wasun. This hadith shows there's no good innovation in Islam. Even with good heart, we are not allowed to do an act of worship without from the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people, why are you doing this, akhi? MashaAllah, my intention is good. This companion, their intention was not good. Their intention was good. What was the issue? Al-mutaba'a, following. Mutaba'a. Subhanallah. We ask Allah al-Karim to forgive us. How clear the message of Al-Islam is. Obey the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't innovate. The religion is complete, just to follow it. And with that, most of Muslims who make ibadah, innovationists. Doing what they like. Why? They even have a principle, some of them, good innovation. Bid'atun hasana. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahabi called Abu Israel was outside, standing, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving a talk. And he said, who is that? They see he's Abu Israel. He's Abu Israel. What's the matter with him? He made a vow to fast the day, to remain standing, not to talk, means with the people, and not to seek a shelter, shade. You bring an umbrella on the top of it, he's not going to accept it. He has to expose himself to the sun. La yastadhil. No shadow, no dhil. Under the heat. Fasting. Not sitting. Bring a chair? No. Standing. Not talking to anyone. How are you doing, akhi? No. Wow. Alaykum salam. Alaykum salam. Now. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He alayhi wa sallam said, Muruhu, ماذا? وليقعد وليستظل وليتكلم وليتم صومه. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Tell him to look for a shade, to sit down, to talk, and to complete his fasting. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. He was allowed to do what was legislated, which is here only fasting. All other things he was forbade. Do the opposite. Sit down, talk, find a shade. Knowing that standing is a mandatory, is a pillar rather, in prayer. He cannot sit down in a mandatory prayer without excuse. He must stand. and he cannot talk in the mandatory prayer. You say salamu alaykum, he cannot say verbally wa alaykum as-salam. Does that intentional? Salah is gone. But yes, he come gesture to his hand, to his right hand. The Prophet ﷺ, yes, he used to do that. When Sahaba greet him when he was in Masjid Quba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Salah. But not talking by mouth. So in Salah, yani, but that is Salah. Fasting is different. Every ibadah has its way to perform it. How then now, some people they do as an act of worship, even playing music. In the masjid, there is music and instrument. One side of the masjid, there is the drums, whatever they call it. And there are group who are trained. And wal iyadu billah, they do it in the masjid. You find those people doing dancing or yani, the way, well trained. Some they have even uniform. Certain imama, certain khamisi, and doing like a military. Why? Where does this problem come from? Did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this? No. His companion used to do this? No. Then why are you doing that? It's good innovation. While he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu bid'atin dalala." Every innovation is misguidance. It's astray. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. So many people change their religion. So in this hadith, he صلى الله عليه وسلم free himself from the one who dislike ماذا, who is displeased with his practices, with his sunnah. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.